It was a moment of bipartisan spirit that launched the Champaign County Memorial Grove project. Those moments are rare. Some are scheduled, like the annual softball game between Democratic and Republican politicians on a hot July afternoon. And some moments, like September 11, 2001, catch people in such shock that coming together as a community is about the only thing you can do. Two old friends with different party ties thought soon after 9/11 about what permanent monuments could properly mark such a devastating event. Republican Chapin Rose, an assistant state's attorney from Champaign, says he and Democrat Milton Otto, an alderman in neighboring Urbana, concluded early on that the memorial should be more than a plaque or a statue, but something that will serve many purposes.
Because it's a permanent living memorial. I mean, you know, concrete's concrete, but this will be there for generations, and families can go and enjoy, and people can go and remember.
The political party organizations took it from there. Since then, one symbolic tree has been planted to mark the start of the project, and a small steering committee has been meeting over breakfast on Wednesday mornings to shape its future. To help, they brought in a local expert on park and tree maintenance, Bob Tolson, a retired park district administrator.
I think it was just a natural. That event was so catastrophic that it just affected everyone. For the amount of money that was given to aid the victims, the families of the victims. And it just kind of caught on when the event, or when the idea was discussed. People seemed to support it, and it was a very positive idea, and they wanted to do something.
Right now, the future Riverbend Forest Preserve is a mixture of old fallow farm fields and woods of tall oak and hickory growing along the Sangamon River. The land is at least a mile from the nearest paved road. The owner of a nearby sand and gravel pit donated the property to the county. Here, in a field overgrown in six-foot-tall mare's tail and other weeds, Forest Preserve District Natural Resources Director Christina Hubert hunts for whatever tiny seedlings remain from an earlier reforesting project. And it's a challenge.
Here's one, although this is... Actually, that's more, I don't know, I think that's a cherry, but that's not one we want to look at. Bunch of poison ivy over there.
Okay.
Where are all my trees? Here we go. Yay, finally, let's just pull this weed out. We have a red oak here doing just fine. This is going to be, like I said, just fine next come next spring. So you can see it's surrounded by taller weeds, but it's got a little bit of opening for sunlight. You know, it should be fine in terms of moisture. It's going to do just fine.
Not far from this field, Hubert has picked out a 7-acre site where she hopes to plant as many as 3,000 seedlings and small trees, the largest portion of Champaign County's Memorial Grove project.
To be honest with you, with a memorial tree planting, we wouldn't allow these weeds to grow up like this. There are broadleaf herbicides that can be used to diminish the competition, but this is a new field, and actually this is kind of a test area for us. I chose not to use herbicide on this field to see how these plants do.
Other Memorial Grove trees will find homes in more cultivated, manicured places, like an addition to the Arboretum on the University of Illinois campus. Fire departments, park districts, and other groups will be able to plant one or two trees on their properties and place them in a register. The term Memorial Grove can mean any number of trees. Gary Mole is with the group American Forests, which has helped people across the nation launch tree planting projects for decades. He sits in a Washington, D.C. office filled with shovels and spades from past ceremonial plantings.
Well, American Forests first got involved with the planting of memorial trees just after World War I on Mother's Day, and there was a whole series of these. But 1923 was the first one, and Florence Harding was actually a vice president of American Forests, and, of course, the president's wife and first lady, and she got involved in the plantings. Too, and it was one of the where some of those ideas really culminated.
Mole discovered one of those mother's plantings during the unveiling of plans for a memorial grove in Arlington, Virginia, to honor the victims of the attack on the Pentagon. In New York City, the president of the National Tree Trust, Richard Keefe, is watching a memorial grove project take place in Queens, and the New York Yankees expect to plant a tree in their center field monument park at Yankee Stadium. Richard Keefe says trees provide a refuge, and not just for birds.
It rather reassures us, helps us to feel good once again, and by providing us a sense of peace, the tranquility that quiet solitude of a forest, I think, has provided us all along.
Memorial groves bring solace to those who plant them, too. Walter Passmore oversaw a project for the Mississippi Forestry Commission. Trees went in the ground in dozens of small villages and bigger cities across his state with the help of hundreds of volunteers.
It was something that they could grasp onto and really contribute a part of themselves into making this memorial happen, whereas with a very expensive statue or building project, it's not as accessible for everyone to get in there and lay their hands on it and feel like they were a part of making the memorial happen.
Trees honor a wide range of people. A memorial grove in California grows for AIDS victims. Lady Bird Johnson chose to remember her husband with the Lyndon Baines Johnson Memorial Grove along the Potomac in Washington. And in Champaign, Bob Tolson says trees have been dedicated over the years to both the dead and the living, symbolizing the continuation of life.
We plant 20 to 40 trees every fall that have been memorials to somebody. Plus, many times a lot of parents in the birth of a baby want to plant a tree, and they call that growing together trees. So as the youngster grows up, they can go out every year and visit the tree and see how the tree is growing, and that's become a popular program also.
As Christina Hubert assesses the strength of last spring's plantings in Riverbend Forest Preserve, she says her agency is ready to make sure the future Memorial Grove develops into a healthy extension of the forest. Organizers back in Champaign-Urbana hope to raise several thousand dollars for thousands of trees all over the county. The park's rough road that runs to the site of the grove is being improved, and a sign or a plaque will show visitors where the 9/11 grove will rise. I'm Tom Rogers.